The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. The Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea opens in just over 2 months. The IOC's Olympic Games Executive Director, Christoph Duby, says ticket sales are improving, especially since the Olympic torch relay began in South Korea.
We discussed about the ticketing situation, which is improving. They were qualifying themselves the period after the arrival of the torch as the boom up. And it's true that we can see now a big difference in the ticket sales on a daily basis, which is really reassuring.
Even with the optimistic report, organizers say that about half of the 1.1 million tickets have been sold. Low numbers in recent months have been a source of alarm, with organizers deciding to enforce a plan to mobilize 17 local governments and schools to boost sales. George Haley, the director of the Center for International Industry Competitiveness and a professor of marketing and international business at the University of New Haven, says several factors, from North Korea to the weather, have combined to hurt ticket sales.
North Korea has signed a treaty not to cause problems during the Olympics, but nobody hears about that. And there's been a shortage of hotel space, and even the weather has really hit them. In the main arena for the opening ceremonies, because of budgetary constraints, they didn't put a roof on it. And they recently had a music concert there. They had 7 cases of hypothermia they had to treat.
South Korea lacks a robust winter sports culture, and organizers say Koreans tend to buy tickets at the last minute for major events. Games organizers are also counting on ticket revenue to meet operating expenses for the games. But George Haley of the University of New Haven says the South Korean government will make sure all issues are handled because of its larger regional political goals.
They view their Winter Olympics as the beginning of a series of athletic events through which they hope to start promoting greater peace and amity between the Asian countries, reducing tension between the different countries. And to them, this is a very important undertaking.
The Game Room opens with news stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.